Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now, finally, a podcast. Almost 2 years ago, I decided to uproot my life in Sweden to search for my purpose in life. Since then, I have been slow traveling Africa and sharing it through writing. I am Julia, your messy philosophical friend who believes that everyone has a purpose, and here I am searching for mine. By sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener, because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's post. Soulful Sundays, Kizomba Adventures in Josie. Homeopathy and exploring Melville. My health is continuing to deteriorate without any signs of improving. After a month of coughing my lungs out, I felt it was time to seek some help. I decided to book an appointment at a local homeopath after listening to mom's advice. It was homeopathy that helped me as a kid when I got tonsillitis 6 times in just a few months. Experiencing something similar but different now, going to a homeopath felt like the right choice. Going to a conventional doctor would only get me penicillin at this point, something that would wipe out the little immune system I still have left. Dr. Jana Mostert greets me in the waiting room, and as I sit in her office, the smells bring me back to my childhood. Having been brought up with alternative medicine, the smells of herbs and incense give me a sense of security. Dr. Mostert is a soft-spoken, present lady. Her questions traverse every aspect of my life, trying to get to the bottom of my imbalance. This is what I love about alternative medicine, knowing that they look at my entire being and life instead of just the symptoms of the disease. I leave with a bag full of homeopathic remedies, firm instructions, and a sense of being seen. Everything will be all right. On my way out, I text a tourist that I met at the hostel to see if she's around to grab lunch. Melville, the area where the homeopath's office is a very cozy and bohemian area, with lots of bars, restaurants, and some random stores and thrift shops. It's known for being flooded by students on any given party night. We end up going to Hell's Kitchen for a glass of wine and some light lunch. At this point, I'm sure it can only help my recovery. Kizomba and socials in Johannesburg. Sundays in Johannesburg should just be called Dance Day instead. Simple as that. Not having been in Josie for several years, I was a bit unsure of where to go to get my dance fix. I reached out to my old Kizomba teacher, Paciano, who hosts Kizomba Sundays every week at the Ethos restaurant in Rosebank. Ethos is an elegant place, everyone is dressed up, and I felt happy I put on my only fancy dress. The ladies looked like something out of a fairy tale as they gracefully danced through the magical room in their flowy, colorful fabrics. I get to dance with Paciano, and it feels so surreal to be here again. Paciano was one of my first Kizomba teachers, and he taught me when I was still stepping on people's toes every other minute. It feels like a full circle moment as we now, years later, get to flow together. As the afternoon becomes early evening, the dancers spill out onto the courtyard. It is a beautiful view, and I would have loved to stay. But as I said earlier, Sunday is Kizomba Day in Josie. I have another spot to try out before this evening comes to an end. I catch a ride with a fellow salsero who is also on his way to the next place. Thank goodness I did. I always forget how huge Johannesburg is until I get the taxi bill. When we arrive at the new venue, the party is already blowing up. People are dancing everywhere and the salsa songs that are being played are fire. Baila Africa, a dance school in Johannesburg, hosts their monthly Sunday party at Pedro Porsche, and I feel lucky I was here for it. For some reason, I'm not feeling it though. Not yet anyways. If the previous event was best described as elegant, this one would best described as alive. There's lots of people everywhere. I barely have time to take 2 steps into the restaurant before I get stepped on. Twice. Feeling overwhelmed by the many impressions, people and noises, I get myself to the bar to order some food. The way I catch myself glaring at the happy dancing people was a clear indicator that I needed to refuel my system. The bartender recommended one of their wraps, but at this point, I would have eaten anything. The prawn wrap was amazing and works its magic on me instantly. As I sit and eat the last pieces of my meal, I notice that I actually recognize some faces that are here. I danced with them at the Afro-Latin Dance Festival in Cape Town just last month. It was the last thing I needed in order to shake off the sour mood and get up on the dance floor. In the taxi home, I feel the euphoria of having danced and shared energy with so many amazing beings. I feel warm in my feelings from the Baila Africa event. Now, I have Johannesburg's dance calendar written down and I feel confident I am going to utilize it to the fullest. The taxi ride goes quickly, partly because there is a little to no traffic at this time, but mostly because we brush past every red light as if they were green. This is why I could never drive here. It's not about the left side traffic, although that for me is terrifying as well. It's the fact that I would have zero to no clue about where it is safe to drive, at what times, and where it is safe to drive through the red light. I would probably end up driving on the wrong side despite my best efforts. The city of gold sleeps, but curiosity is still awake. I am greeted by the normal Sunday buzz. A group is singing somewhere in the backyard, and people's faces look distorted as they laugh in the candlelight. Load shedding. My favorite bartender sees me come in and invites me to join their conversation. But I feel the load shedding is all the signs I need. I'm off to bed. Alright guys, that was it for today. As some of you know, this blogcast is part of a larger travel platform that specializes in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to check it out and join our community and get the latest news, the link to theglobalentity.com is in the bio. There you can also find my email address. If you have something to say, something to share, or maybe give me a tip, send me a few lines and let me know what you think. If you enjoy this blogcast and want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Afir Podcasts, and anywhere really where you get your podcasts. Have a great week and don't forget to dance. Sound and tech production today was Tawanda Joseph Mutsena. Author and producer is me, Julia Cervantes Anderson. See you next time.